This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What's going on, everyone? Jody Cameron and the Mac Man, Jody Mac, in for John today. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Tuesday morning. Well, great to be back here as I was out for a few days, 4th of July. Hope everyone had a fantastic, hopefully, for you extended weekend. Phil's not so fantastic last night. Frustrating game in San Francisco. We'll cover it in great detail. We'll get into the Eagles and 76ers as well. We got to obviously rev up the me versus Jack baseball thing, which commences tomorrow, high noon, at Plymouth White Marsh High School. Looking forward to that. All right, phone calls and all this, 215-592-9494. Mac Man.
How are you, buddy?
I'm great.
Did you see John Johnson leave?
You can never see him. It's like he's out so fast.
Holy at the end of it. It's unbelievable. What, he's had like a 6:20 hair appointment
Jody,
in the morning he's
got
to get to? He disappears like...
Every morning I try and get here to see John Johnson and he's gone every time. It's unbelievable.
Man.
It's almost like he just like as a teleportation thing and just snaps his fingers and leaves the studio.
Last time I was here, because I hadn't seen Johnson in 9 months or something ridiculous like that. So at least he did come out and specifically say hello to me because I don't want to come into his studio while he's on the air. Oh, today. See you later. Bye.
Yeah, well.
He saw me a couple weeks ago. Jody, I don't need to see you again for 9 months, so I'm getting out of Dodge. See you later.
You sound hurt.
I am. I'm ticked off. Wow. He's a buddy. And he couldn't find me. I was out in the hall.
Is he a buddy
like
is the question.
Across the street.
You know?
Yeah. Is a buddy.
He's a buddy. You see what I'm doing there? He's a buddy.
Or was he a buddy? Maybe no longer.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, so.
Talking out my ear.
We got a lot to cover. Phil's last night late game in San Fran. So there's a lot of ways to react to this one. I know James and Rhea came in fired up on the yump, and you should be because that was a disaster late in the game. The Harper at bat, the Kirkgren sequence when he's pitching, all of which happened there in the eighth inning. You know, that to me does not take precedent. Precedence? What's the word?
Precedence.
For me, which is my I think, important reaction. But I'm curious where you stand. Obviously, I'm sure less people saw the game than typically happens. Late night game. Here we are early on a Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. But you can weigh in 215-592-9494. To me, last night's game, in large part because you got a great start from Christopher Sanchez. Great start. 7 innings, 1 run. Great start. Represents exactly what I fear for October. Now, you guys know I've been much more optimistic and lenient with the Phillies than many at twists and turns of this season. I've been on the record for over 3 months now with that. But let me just tell you, particularly if you missed last night's game, what, in my opinion, last night's game represented on the negative side. It's the unholy... I guess you hear about unholy trifectas. What would be four, Jody? An unholy...
Unholy trinity first before trifectas. Well, trifectas, you hit at parks while you go to track.
That's why I said unholy.
The unholy trinity.
Well, all right, whatever...
Unholy quintet? No, that'd be five, right?
Quartet.
That's
quartet.
Here's my unholy quartet from last night, and this is what I... This is, to me, a great fear for October. One, the bats are pathetic. I mean, we know that is a staple of when the Phillies don't play well, they don't hit well. And last night they got 6 hits and 1 run. Okay, that's one. Obviously, we know that propensity that they have. That's one. Two, the defense can be brutal. They're considered one of the worst defensive teams in baseball, certainly one of the worst defensive teams amongst good teams in baseball. And last night, you had a Trey botch at shortstop. You had a pop-up to shallow right that, no, I know the wind in San Fran can be funky, but Stott doesn't come up with it. Cassie doesn't come up with it. You have a play in center field to Marsh. He botches that one. You have a Bryce play late, which is a great, great diving stop, but an errant throw to home plate, so you don't get a tag when you can keep that game a little closer to 2-1. Like, it was not a good defensive game by the Phillies, and we know that can be a problem for the Phillies. Number three, bullpen. Now, I get it, guys. Kirkland got squeezed. There is no question. But he also plunked two guys. I mean, he did. I can't excuse that. I get it. He got squeezed. But, I mean, come on. We all know the main negatives on this team are, as I just stated, bats when they go quiet, defense, bullpen. 1, 2, 3. And I'll give you number four. Number four is anything can happen, especially when you don't hit much and you do sort of leave it in the hands of the umpire where a missed call or two or three or four can lead to a loss. So just a very frustrating game, and the kind of game that I sure as hell doesn't happen, in October when Zach Wheeler goes 8 innings, gives up 1 run in game 1, but somehow you lose that game 3-1 because when you don't hit, you don't have good bullpen, you don't play good defense, and to a certain extent, you leave the game in the hands of the umpires. Things like this can happen. That's my takeaway from last night. Curious where you stand. 215-592-9494. MacMan, what say you?
Of those four that you put out there, one is, for me, more concerning than the others. And Johnson did the math when I was listening to him. My former friend, John Johnson, who doesn't say hi to me anymore. But he did gave out a really good number. Adding last night to Sunday to Saturday, the Phillies are 0-for-24 in their last at-bats with runners in scoring position. 0-for-24. That's hard to do.
Yeah,
you
got
to get a hit by mistake. Check swing. Gets over the second baseman's head. Brings home a run. How do you go 0-for-24 with runners in scoring position? Granted, they are. The lineup that they have. The guys having the years that they have. But when you're not clutch, and you would thought, that's where I thought you were going. I thought you were going to give that number when you said October.
Well, I could have gone to clutch, but the reality is I'm just taking the hitting in general because they also only had 6 hits. I mean, they didn't even have that many guys in scoring position. Look, there was an at-bat where Trey had a guy on third, 2 outs, he makes an out. It's not, 1 out and a guy on third, but it's 2. You get a hit, you're going to get a run. I mean, the only run they got was on a wild pitch.
Yep.
That's all they got.
That's how you go 0-for-24 runners in scoring position.
Yeah.
Get your only run via the wild pitch.
Yeah, I mean, look, an aggravating game. And, of course, Sanchez, who showed great emotion when he got through the seventh inning, got that final out of the seventh. You could tell he was pumped up. I mean, it is almost every game they get a great start. I know Lizardo lately hasn't been as good. Mick Abel, obviously, when he was here lately, hadn't been as good. But let's be real. In the grand scheme of starting pitching in baseball, you really can't do much better than this. I mean, you really can't. And yet you have these times where they don't hit, they don't field, they don't have great relief pitching, umpire does his thing, and, believe me, this is far from the end of the world. This is not one of those shows where the sky's falling at all, but it's the kind of game I know, because let's remember this, guys, Philly's also, as of right now, and most people probably know this, but in case you don't, and you can react to all this at 215-592-9494, as of right now, the Phillies would be the division winner from the National League East. They're up, I think it's 1 game on the Mets. It's a game or game and a half, something like that. But they don't have the bye. So what am I getting at? What I'm getting at is if the playoffs started today, the Phillies would be a playoff team and they'd be a team that would win a division, but they'd also be in a best of 3. Like, as quick as it starts, 3 hours later, you could be in a 1-0 hole. And after all these Octobers, I guess I'm just hoping like hell that they sharpen it up. Last night, I mean, if you missed it, I mean, the stop play in shallow right was bad. The Marsh play in center was bad. They got to sharpen stuff like that up. Look, we'll take your reaction, 215-592-9494. Seltzer, what are you thinking, my man? Talk to me.
Yeah, look, I'm of two minds with last night. I do think Kirkering got, squeezed.
He got hosed.
I mean, I was, yeah. He threw 5 strikes in that at bat. So
He also hit two guys in the same inning.
He did. Look, last night is not an example of the bullpen being an issue for me because it's everybody else. Like, Kirkring is the one guy that I have some level of trust in. Honestly, there's no one else in that bullpen. So, like, that, I acknowledge. Yeah.
Can I just say one thing before you continue? I'm sorry to break your stride. Would you say Kirkring, who has an outstanding ERA, has been a lot less effective than his ERA seems to represent?
I don't think necessarily. I don't think he's been elite or anything. His ERA says he's elite. He has not been elite, but he's been very good. Like, I think Kirkring, he had a tough start.
I just don't feel it, man.
Yeah, look, I don't feel it with any of these guys, but I think of the guys, he's the only one I would trust
best,
in any
best
sort of
the bunch.
Yeah, without
sure.
a doubt. Like, yeah. I'm not saying he's an elite reliever. They don't have one.
No.
Their only elite reliever got popped for steroids. Yeah. That's it.
And by the way, that might be the only reason he
well,
was.
Who knows? We don't know. But
yeah, well, I'm just saying.
I think the hitting is a massive issue yep. with this team. Like they have to add. I mean, they have to add. They have to add a bat. They have to add a bullpen piece. They're not good enough without it. It is very clear what this team needs, where they're at. But like to your point, they are in first place in the division. Yep. They keep finding ways to bounce back when they have struggles. They've been pretty resilient.
Yeah.
And Harper's been a disaster since he came back. So I do think there is room for improvement here, but I do not think as they are currently constituted, they have enough.
Well, look, we'll take your calls on everything with the Phils. I mean, you know, micro was last night's game, but macro is obviously more important, what it represents within the season. 215-592-9494.
Let me get one more thing in that annoyed the snot out of me, because there was a lot to be annoyed with in last night's game. And I love all the Philly broadcasters, radio and television. Shoot, Sunday, or was it Sunday or Saturday? I don't remember which day it was. Friday was the 4th, so it had to be the 5th, Saturday. Tom McCarthy mentioned on the air.
Tim McCarver. He's giving us a McCarver here.
Love it. McCarver.
I said Tim McCarthy, who was a guy I used to work for.
Oh, okay.
It would have third inning, fourth inning, fifth. Ruben said something to him and said, or whoever was doing the show, happy birthday. It was T-Mac's birthday.
Yeah,
I didn't know that because Saturday was also Joe Mac's birthday, mm-hmm. as in Joseph Anthony Aloysius McDonald Sr.
Sure.
Wow.
Celebrating his 96th.
That's awesome.
On Saturday.
That's awesome.
So I text T-Mac during the game, which I try not to do, but we're friendly enough that we can. And he texted me back and said, tell Joe Mac I said happy birthday. Love T-Mac. Love the guys here on WIP. Love them all. But they all have to stop. And they're all guilty of it that somehow the Philly shortstop has become a gold glover.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
because he's better than the god-awful guy who played there last year. He's improved, well acknowledged, but he had a long way to be able to go up to get to average. Forget about above average. Yeah. And every time he makes a decent play, oh, how improved. Major steps. No, he's not.
That was a bad one last night, Jody.
You got to make that play.
That was a bad play. I mean, and listen, they may not have gotten the double play. It was a relatively soft hit ball. Probably don't turn the double. Might have.
But you might have.
Got to get the ball out of your glove.
Yeah, he like rolling it over.
Got
it. It's wild, too, with him because it does seem like he's better at the deep in the hole jumping throw play
it's
than he is at a ball.
Plays.
Hit right at him. Like, it's so strange.
And there's more regular plays than the uber tough ones. Rhea, how frustrating was the eighth inning for you? The umpire front.
I'll tell you, guys mentioned all the things that are absent, but I have one more to add, and that's Rob Thompson, because
mm-hmm.
I'm sick of him.
Now, what part? Why?
Your superstar is getting crushed at the plate. This guy's coming back. He had to start swinging at stuff that were outside the zone.
Yes, he did.
I mean, so we don't know if last night is just a continuation of still recovering, but the Kirkring thing. When he said post-game, asked if he was squeezed, I don't know. I haven't seen the tape
yet.
He
said, I heard about it.
Dude, they flashed to you in the dugout. You were looking at it.
Yeah.
So
and Caleb Cotham was freaking out.
Yeah,
too.
He was.
Caleb Cotham is right next to Topper yelling at the umpire from the bench.
Yep. I know Topper's not going to go off all the time, but every once in a while, I mean, my God, I'm still not over when they didn't retaliate for Harper.
Yep.
But there are certain things as a manager that you need to do, and last night was one of those.
All right, look, there's a lot to chew on from this game and obviously what it represents within the midst of a pretty damn good Philly season, but one in which we still know they're just not quite they have these games where you say that, and that could all bite me in October. Look, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on all of it. Just off and rolling on a Tuesday morning. We're going to do a lot on the Fritz thing. He says now he's going to win and the whole thing, and he's throwing 80 miles an hour. I don't know. We'll see. We'll get to that. Jody Cameron, Jody Mack in for John today. Well, I got a lot to say about the Fritz thing. Let me just
quote Bart Scott. Can't wait.
Let me just tee it up on 94. Bang! WIP.
If you are a pet parent like me, you're always giving 100% focus to your pet. My Chaney, I'd like to thank him for waking me up in the middle of the night, and I got to see the end of that Phil's game because he.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I had to go out. But listen, in today's world, we need all the help we can get to keep our pets healthy and happy. And the lead dog, George Perrante, will tell you that the place to get not only help, but many solutions for your pet's needs is at the Dogs and Cats Rule Stores. Time to think about natural flea and tick prevention. We're outside, so maybe freshen up with some outdoor toys, maybe a new ball launcher. If you're bringing your pet like outside to the water, to the beach, to lakes, get a life jacket. They're really, really important if you have dogs that do not know how to swim like my dog. I used to have a lab. She could swim like anything. Chaney can't swim at all. So when we're out by the water, he's got a life jacket on. When it comes to food, the selection at the Dogs and Cats Rule Stores, it is second to none. Large selection of raw, gently cooked, freeze-dried, air-dried, dehydrated, and premium kibble and canned. Visit Dogs and Cats Rule, 7 convenient neighborhood locations, Princeton and Pennington in New Jersey, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, Bluebell, and New Hope in Pennsylvania. For more information, online at dogsandcatsrule.pet. That's Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
Yeah, aggravating game, and you could hear it from Fransky last night, clearly. Good morning to you. Going to get hot today. We're going to get a lot of rain this week. Lots. All right. We also have a cool prize to give you today, at least to give one of you today. You got to call to win. Pair of tickets to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul July 10th. That's coming up. Well, How soon? 2 days from now. At the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden. Now, tickets are still available and starting at $30. You can visit Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com. You can also win the tickets here on our program this morning. All right, here's how you win them. So, in addition to everything with the Phils, you call in discussing the Phils and what's going on. We're going to get some Eagles and Sixers stuff as well. Edgecombe did not play last night.
He's injured.
Nice to have load management with game two. Game two. No, I know. But when you call in today at 215-592-9494, we ask that you give us a movie or a show that was a big deal, maybe a very big deal, but does not get discussed all that often anymore. Why do I say that? Because, Mac, man, back on this date in 1992, and I remember Fox used to do this. They did this sometimes with 90210. They did it with Melrose Place. They would have a summer run of a show. And it was fun. Like, Melrose, a lot of people might not remember this. I do. Melrose debuted in the summer, Melrose Place. Good show.
It was huge.
Big show.
Massive hit.
Big show. Had a lot of stars. A lot of them were 25 to 35. They were all great looking. Courtney Thorne.
Shout out to Heather Locklear, man.
Yeah, but Courtney Thorne, I'll take Girl Next Door.
That's Girl Next Door.
Give me Girl Next Door.
Plus the brother of your all-timer.
Yeah, Andrew Shue.
That's right.
Elizabeth Shue's brother.
I met Heather Locklear once when they, remember when Bon Jovi owned, you know, The Soul.
Sure.
And her, what was her husband? I can't
remember. Oh, yeah.
Sambora, right?
Richie Sambora.
Richie Sambora.
They came in. I was standing next to her. Now, I'm not like super tall. I'm 5'7". I felt like a giant next to her.
Really?
She was so tiny. I mean, stunningly beautiful.
Yeah.
But so tiny.
Yeah. Well, Melrose Place was an interesting show. It was a big deal. So today at 215-592-9494, we ask you for a movie or a show that was a big deal. Like take Avatar. Big deal. Very big deal. But rarely, for instance, on our show, we talk movies and shows all the time, never gets brought up. Now, one caveat, Mac-Man. I Love Lucy, Love the Honeymooners, not the heart of the answer we're looking for, because if it's 70 years ago, of course it's not going to be brought up all that often. Something relatively in the recent that has been kind of swept away. What do you got? Boys and girls, put those thinking caps on, 215-592-9494, as MacMan gets ready to tell us about Leave It to Beaver. Go ahead, Joe.
No, not Leave It to Beaver, but it was a while ago. But it is one of those shows that people will, when I say this, will either smile and go, you're exactly right, or go, what the hell are you talking about, yeah. McDonald? Star Trek.
Star Trek, sure. I mean, it was, yeah. So you're teetering there and how far back
I'm
you're
not,
going.
I'm not all the way back to I Love Lucy, but Star Trek is off close enough. It was the first show that ever had an African-American woman as one of the stars.
Yeah.
Uhura was a major contributor to the ensemble staff and was the first ever. And it has had 20 different spinoffs.
Been a ton.
Thereafter, just making it into another one, another one, another one. Most of them good. Some of them waste of time. And I was so big a Star Trek fan, I think I have the right to say what was or wasn't a waste of time.
That's a pretty good answer. Because, James, all the shows we do, I mean, Spock comes up, but not that often.
Pretty much it, yeah.
Not that. All right. Pretty good answer. James, what are you thinking here? Something that doesn't come up all that often.
It's a sports movie.
Uh-huh.
It's Martin Scorsese, Paul Newman, and Tom Cruise. We never talk about The Color of Money. That movie's awesome.
Yeah. Okay, look, a lot of answers to chew out here. Rhea, what are you thinking?
I had a TV show when we mentioned Melrose, and I know I loved it in the 90s, and it was a loose spinoff of Cheers, Wings.
Yeah.
You remember it?
Oh, yeah. Thomas Hayden Church.
I love Wings.
That was
Tony Shalhoub. Yeah.
It was so funny.
Can I give
great cast.
Can I give you another wheelhouse?
Yes.
Crystal Bernard.
Oh, yeah. I can
see
that.
Just wheelhouse.
I can see that.
Let's go to the phones.
We've lost Joe again.
215-592.
Wings is a great call.
Wings is a very
good call.
Yeah. No, that's the heart of it. It's a show that's a pretty big deal. And doesn't get discussed all that often. I dig it. All right, let's go to the phones. Where do you stand on the Phils from last night? Also, a show or movie that just doesn't get brought up all that often. Justin in Kearney's Point. Justin, good morning. Justin.
What's going on, everyone?
Hey, buddy.
You got me?
We got you. We got you. Go ahead, pal.
All right. Show real quick, just get it out there. Sons of Anarchy. I don't know if you guys at
all. That's a good answer. Very good answer.
Yeah. Yeah, real, real good one. Doesn't appeal to everybody, motorcycle gang and all that crap.
Yep.
I'm not into motorcycles, but the show was amazing. So just get that out of the way. Phils, I mean, man, frustrating. I just wanted to get an opinion from you guys. Do you think that we have to make a move for a closer, or would you be comfortable with Kirkering taking over that role?
Well, not comfortable. You know, not comfortable. Solidified. I mean, I'd like to see them do it. Okay. Jody, I'm going to ask you, and we're going to do five questions with the Mac Man today. This isn't one of them, but we've addressed this before. Jody, as we are, you and I reconvened for another show 2 or 3 weeks after the last one. Outfield or a bullpen, which is the more pressing?
Outfield. Because if I knew who the bullpen guy was going to be, if you can tell me you're getting Miller from Oakland, if you can tell me you're getting Class A from Cleveland, there's only a handful of proven closers in baseball, and I only think one or two of them, two or three of them most, are going to be available. And, oh, by the way, the team that has them knows that's the case, and every team wants to get another bullpen arm, and they're going to charge you an arm and a leg for it. So it's going to be difficult. I think it'll be easier to get an outfielder, and that's why I would say outfield, because they have a need for both.
Yeah, I mean, Justin, I'd love to say it, but we've been through this a million times. Number one, my expectations aren't too big. And number two, I mean, you get two glaring issues, and I tend to think they'll only get, at the most, one excellent addition to a spot. And it might just be filler nonsense. It might just be the Austin Hayes kind of stuff.
Austin Hayes looked good hitting a home run against him this weekend.
Yeah,
off of Wheeler, yeah. I mean, I've been wanting Brian Reynolds or Reynolds from Pittsburgh for a couple of years. He's kind of on the downside of things now, but I feel like a move like that for center field could work. And then also I was thinking, it would be ironic, what if they went after Estevez again and actually got him? Where's he at? KC, I think.
Yeah, KC. He's been pretty good for KC.
Can they get David Robertson? Yeah. Is he retired? Can they sign him again?
He is like out there. Yeah. He is unsigned.
I love David Robertson.
Apparently they did talk to him earlier this season.
I was a big fan of that guy. Remember when he got injured celebrating one of those?
Of course, the Harper homer in St. Louis. Yeah, it was the Harper homer in St. Louis.
And he missed a couple playoff games, right?
Yeah, he missed that round. He missed that whole next round against the Padres.
Was it an ankle?
I think so. Something like
that's
that.
That's wild. Yeah. Look, 215-592-9494. We're going to do five questions with the Mac Man today. The first of them coming up. Also, something Bryce Harper said about the umpire after the game last night. And Jack Fritz, we got to open up this baseball competition. Me and Fritz, obviously, it cranks up tomorrow. I'm already up 1-0. I think everyone knows that's pretty well established. We'll get it. Seltzer, we're going to get inside Fritz's head.
Uh-oh. Is that a place we want to go?
You're already there rent-free.
It's a place I want to go.
I'll bet. You've been there, buddy.
And we'll go
You've
there.
You've been hanging out. You got like a recliner there. You're just chilling.
And I'm curious who people think is going to win, me or Fritz, in baseball, which happens tomorrow. Jody Cameron, the Mac Man. Jody Mac in for John on 94 WIP.
Tasty Cake has a treat for every John. Peanut butter fans have candy cakes, chocolate-coated cakes with a creamy layer of peanut butter inside. You like the simple classic, crimpets, light.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Sponge cakes topped with rich icing. I love the lemon pies. I've loved them my entire life. They're fantastic. Donut lovers, well, you've got options for days. Frosted mini donuts, powdered mini donuts, and you can't forget about the delicious new dip and stick flavors. There are so many uniquely satisfying treats to choose from, but that's no surprise because it's Tasty Cake, except no substitutes. As per usual, Philly's got another terrific game out of a starter. Christopher Sanchez, one run in seven innings, but only managed to score off a wild pitch. They are 0-for-24 with runners in scoring position. Phillies have enough problems offensively to have to deal with an epically bad night behind the plate by umpire Phil Cuzzy.
Harper has gotten three straight non-strikes called by Phil Cuzzy. I don't know what he did to Phil Cuzzy, but that's a ridiculous sequence. And Phil Cuzzy is hearing about it from the Phillies bench right now, and he well should hear about it.
Scott Fransky, the call. Cuzzy didn't hear about it from Rob Thompson, who never left the dugout. Cuzzy struck again in the eighth when Matt Chapman was struck out three times by Orion Kerkring in an at-bat that ended in a single. Hot and humid, PM storms, a high of 95. It's currently 78. Listen to Sports Radio 94 WIP on your streaming device. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
All right, hope you're having a great start to your Tuesday morning. So we got Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul tickets happening on Thursday, Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. Give us a ring, 215-592-9494. You can win the tickets, see their show. You can also see the show of me and Fritz. Tomorrow, it's going to be at Plymouth White Marsh High School. So I'm interested to talk to the Mac Man because, Jody, you were in here before this competition
Correct.
Began. And you were both supporting me.
Yeah.
Defending me.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. I want you to know that, Mac, man. Now,
yeah, guys who sit here in the studio, be it directly in and or around, were not nearly as supportive as yours truly.
I would say that's good. It was really you and Rhea, and that was it. And then I had my mom, and then I had Amy from Villanova, and that was
it. I thought you said Rhea was...
Rhea didn't think I would win, but she was at least rooting for me.
Oh, okay.
I respect that.
Well,
that's
because I also said I didn't respect Fritz.
And you know why? Not much to respect. Yeah, I mean, that's bottom line. So, all right, Jody, I want to get your reaction to Jack losing Goff. But before we do, I just want to remind everyone something that Fritz said the day after we Goffed. So just consider the day after we Goffed, he said this.
Rick Ankiel, Mark Elfaltz, Scott Brosius, Jack Fritz. I mean, that's what yesterday was. Yesterday was not the camera beating me. Yesterday was me losing that. And it was a total embarrassment, an absolute embarrassment. That's probably the worst round of golf I've played in 20 years. And I think I got totally psyched out of my own mind. Like, you saw it yesterday. I mean, that was a vintage meltdown. That was a vintage freaking meltdown.
All right, Mac, man, we're going to move to the baseball thing, but I mean, I think the Goff thing ties into the baseball thing. Your reaction to what happened, what he said, everything you've absorbed about the situation.
I saw it on Twitter the day you did it here on the air.
Yeah.
Later in the day.
Can I just say this?
What
saw,
time was it?
But you didn't say. You know why?
Why?
Seltzer, a very small percentage of the video of me and Jack Goffin actually got out to the general public.
Like,
I am convinced that, like, the government stepped in and said, thou shalt not show this to the public.
So I've seen the full video. I've seen the full video. Like, 99% of the best, like, most entertaining stuff is not it. 99.9%.
Did not make it to the public domain.
There is a full-on True Blue meltdown that is nowhere near the public.
And Joe, I would like to point out for you, again, in my support of you.
Thank you.
If that was you melting down, that entire video would be out.
Of course it would be. I mean, it's a man of integrity. And you got to own these things.
And I'm not talking about Fritz. I'm talking about you. When you won the morning thereafter.
Yep.
I wasn't up. What time did you do it? 7-something?
7:20 we made the announcement.
I went up at 7:20. So I caught it on social media, on Twitter, after the fact. I want to say 2.5 minutes, somewhere there. About wasn't long, but it wasn't short either. And you went into very good detail describing the final hole on how it came down. And you could have, at least the way you said it, you could have buried Fritz a hell of a lot more than you did. You kind of took it in stride in victory. And I was, number one, happy for you for winning. And number two, proud of you that you didn't go bananas and just destroy him and make him look like the loser that he turned out to be. So I give you a lot of props.
Thank you, sir.
Wow, Jody, that was strong.
Jody, you just slid that in there.
I appreciate that. And we also now ask, will he be a loser again? Because we have not one but two different Twitter poll questions of the day, both of which are brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin Certified One Owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question. Who's going to win the baseball challenge tomorrow? Will it be A, the Hammer? That's me. Or B, Jack Fritz? Get voting at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. We also have this second poll question, which is, which of these issues bothered you the most from last night's Phillies game? Now, we don't have Rhea's what would be choice E. She wanted Rob Thompson to come out and explode, and that's a reasonable thing to consider, but we narrowed it down to four. Which issue bothered you the most from last night? Is it A, Phillies' bat stunk, B, Phillies' bullpen not good enough, C, Phillies' defense brutal, or D, the umpire stunk? Which one bothered you the most? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter, and certainly weigh in on the phone lines as well.
All right, DeCamera versus Fritz in baseball. Yep. And when I'm here, I enjoy being here with all you guys. If I'm not here, I'm sleeping. Sorry, I just don't get to listen to the show that often. I'm up till 2 o'clock in the morning almost every single night, either on the air or watching sports or something.
Yep.
So I don't know the exact details, and I'm sure that 90% of the people listening right now are, but for me and the other 10% that aren't, the details of how this competition is going to go down.
Sure. All right, so here we go. We've been using the term at-bats frequently, but I told Spike and Ike and Jack last week on the air, we got to start using the term plate appearances. It's 10 plate appearances. Of those, because a walk doesn't count as an at-bat, most people know.
Okay. Technically.
So 10 plate appearances. I have to get on base four times. Or more, but four. I mean, if I get on base four, it's over. I mean, I'm not going to bat a fifth, sixth, seventh time. Come on.
Why not?
I get on base four times.
On,
I win.
Eight out of ten?
You got Sam Jackson on. Yeah, no reason to put extra stress on that arm.
Right. All right. So four, I win. Two or less, he wins.
Three's a split.
Three's a tie, which I was very happy to get. That was very big that I got that. If there is an error, and there will be an official score, this is one addendum that we made late last week. If there is what is judged to be an error, and I get on base by way of that, it would be a redo. Because he's fielding.
He's got a really sweet deal with that one.
Well, I'll say this. He's fielding his own team. He could have brought. Now, he's bringing really good high school baseball. He's bringing a varsity baseball team. So most people think, Jody, this is going to come down to very simply whether he gets the ball over the plate. And the prevailing sentiment amongst many is if he throws strikes, he'll win. And if he doesn't, I'll win.
That is the prevent. Definitively, that all people have said to Jack, the only advice he has gotten, throw a strike.
Now, I will say this. This is going to be a big challenge for me, Jody. I mean, he is a college athlete, a scholarship college athlete. And when this started, I thought I would win baseball. As we sit here today knowing that he needs this one, it's going to be tough for me. You know, I'm going to try to be a little engine that can, hopefully, and just do the best I can, Jody, because I recognize, like, there is a lot of pressure in his corner, and a lot of people think he will rise to the challenge. Now, a lot might be 2%, but I mean. All right. One other thing. I'm going to play two other pieces of audio on the
right.
And
they all work here between 3 and 7 on WIP.
No, those guys are very concerned. Although they act like they're not, but trust me, I've talked to them privately.
Apparently not so privately.
Really? Not that privately.
Let's listen to a much more confident sounding Jack Fritz yesterday. As we get closer to baseball, he's starting to rev up the confidence.
Right? I am definitely very confident in myself. Like, I pitched on Saturday. I said to myself, I could still dominate a high school mound today. Okay. Like, as a 31-year-old watch father of two. But I just don't want to get too psyched up to psych myself out of it.
Right.
Because I feel like when I need to throw a strike, I'll be able to throw a strike.
And that's a big deal. I mean, if he can fire in a strike there, then that could win it for him. There's no question. But he also, you go back to last week, the mental side of baseball, him... He also said this about a week ago.
Baseball, there's a mental aspect that I am now worried about. Yesterday, I don't know what to tell you.
I know what to tell you. I like it.
Now I got one. I have another. Wow. I have another couple of questions.
Yes,
this is a high school baseball team playing defense behind them?
Yeah, White Marsh Valley.
Are you going to have to run it out?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a concern.
Yeah.
A little bit.
But you know what was astounding? Spike was drilling me Thursday on the air about, like, we want you to run the first. And I'm like, what, as opposed to what? I don't run? Like, if I put the ball in play, would Jack really rather I run or stand at home plate? I mean, I could lace what could otherwise be a double. Does he prefer I just stand at home plate? Like, these guys are drilling me on, make sure you run. I'm like, okay, I'll be happy to run.
No,
how the hell do I get on base four times if I stand at home plate? Well, other than when he hits me.
But even then,
I got to get to first.
Are you walking to first if you get a walk?
I don't know. I mean, I'll get down to first base.
No, okay. I'm saying if he walks you, do you have to actually go? I was wondering. That is a little silly.
I have
but
to
that's
touch.
Fine.
They are all about trying to get me injured and have me run 90 feet. Okay.
That part's a little silly.
Look, I will be. This is a big deal tomorrow because if I win it.
Feeling pretty good if you win it.
Really good.
Feeling really good.
Because then the brooms can start, people can start bringing the brooms. Because I think the third competition, there'll be a lot of brooms.
Wow.
I'm just putting that out there.
Third, is that tennis or basketball?
Tennis. Okay. That's broom time.
Basketball's last.
Yeah, broom time with number three if I get number two.
Now, this question is much like the if he gets on base four times, is it over? Same thing.
What?
You win a third. You win baseball tomorrow. You win the third competition. Four and five are out the window.
These guys want to play it out. They want to do all five. I mean,
I would. That's why I'm asking.
He wants to do all five.
So
that's what
it
he
wouldn't
says.
Be a sweep if you get up 3-0.
Yeah, but I mean, essentially, I mean, let's be real. Let's go first. So Phil's last night. Me and Fritz. What do you make of it? And how do you get him in the right headspace? Because I think it's pretty clear he's been. All over the place. 215-592-9494. We're also going to get to the Bryce Harper audio. He was frustrated, clearly, after the game last night with the home plate ump. We'll get to that shortly. Doug in Doylestown right now. Good morning, Doug.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Joe, if I could give you a little advice, if I could.
Please.
Move around in the batter's box. Crowd the plate, and then move back, move up. Open your stands, close your stands. Don't let him get in a rhythm.
Okay.
That's good advice. Out.
I appreciate that.
Even if he's in the middle of his windup.
Yep.
And you step, call time, step out, the umpire doesn't give it. Jack seems to be easily distracted. So if you just, call time, he doesn't give it to you, step out, right? It'll throw him off.
That's an interesting.
There's no pitch clock, right? No pitch clock is a part of this
as,
or anything?
As of now, no pitch clock. And Doug,
do you have a Nomar routine you'll work on? Just do a little Nomar thing between each bat.
Doug, would you say that I should also wiggle that bat around, like fake bunt? Kind of wiggle it, just a little
bit. Maybe a Tim Tuffle shuffle at some point.
Are you going to have baseball gloves on?
Oh yeah.
Nomar them.
I could.
I was just saying, do a little Nomar thing.
Yeah, I could. Doug, I appreciate this support. I really do.
Yeah. I have a question, a Phillies question. Do you think because of all the Phillies that made the All-Star team last year, might have been a little bit the reason that Sanchez and Turner got snubbed?
I don't think so. I don't. Jody, what do you make of that? I mean, listen, Ranger had only pitched two-thirds of the year.
Right.
What do you make of the Sanchez thing?
The Sanchez thing, he's the only guy that got stiffed. And some people are talking about Turner.
Oh,
because,
Turner got stiffed.
No,
he's like
he did not
number
get stiffed
one in
he's
every
a below
statistic.
Average shortstop.
Yeah, but his
and
defensive
oh, by the way,
factor,
Mookie
man.
Betts isn't on the All-Star
he's number
team.
One
Who's
in
a
every statistical
player,
category
Mookie
offensively
Betts
for a shortstop?
Or Trey Turner. Yeah. The answer is Mookie Betts.
This no year it's been Trey Turner,
so
though.
They only took one backup shortstop, and Ellie De La Cruz is having a better season and is a better player right now than Trey Turner.
Yeah, I wasn't cheesed on the Trey thing either just because of his defense is exemplified yet again last night.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like James is quoting stats, and that's all nice. And yes, Trey's been a good hitter, but he's a weak defender. He is at an important position.
Yeah, but everybody measures ball players on what they do in the batter's box. You know, 75%, 25% in the field. That's why I'm asking.
Well, I mean, you're probably right. That's how people look at it. But it's a very let me put it this way: if Jimmy Rollins makes the Hall of Fame, he's going to make it more because of his defense and his base running than his hitting. I mean, I'm just, it is what it is.
Here's why I disagree with Doug. Two positions, it's not 75-25. Shortstop,
right.
Center field.
Oh, yeah.
Those
oh,
are the two. The others, 75-25, all right, I'll buy on.
Yeah.
Shortstop, you have to be able to field your position. It's too important a defensive position to be well below average, and that's what Trey was last year. This year he's only below average.
Yeah, he's still below
But he's still
it,
below
yeah.
average.
Hey, Doug, give me a movie or a show that doesn't get much discussion anymore.
Well, it was really popular and short-lived. Soap.
That's
a great answer, dude.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Was that the 80s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Soap. Was it that big a deal? I mean,
It was huge. It featured the first, I think, openly gay character.
Correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
All right.
And it was funny.
Bryce Harper is a big deal, and he was frustrated last night. So if you missed it late in the game, Bryce with a sequence in the eighth inning. I mean, call's not going his way, particularly early in the at-bat. It was bad. Let's listen to Bryce after the game. He was clearly frustrated. No question about that.
He said the second one he had at my belt line, which, I knew it wasn't. So I couldn't say much more. You know, I didn't want to. I didn't really say anything to him when I walked off the first time on the strike three. That was up. I just totally missed it.
So you can tell there he held back when interacting with the umpire. And even there, he's holding back a little bit because he knows he doesn't want to get fined and the whole deal if he says all that he wants to say. But with this next answer, at the very end, he kind of quickly lets his feelings be a little bit more clearly known. Here's Bryce.
I felt confident today. Felt really good where I was. And thought I was going to be in some good counts. And I thought I was going to be in some good situations, but sometimes that happens, and umpire took over the game.
The umpire took over the game line, Jody. That's when you know the athlete's really, really, really aggravated.
And I would love to say, come on, Bryce, you're being paid a lot of money. He's got a point.
Mm-hmm.
That was really bad last night. And I think, and Rhea's been getting on, I heard John Johnson getting on the manager's case because he didn't come out of the dugout, didn't scream and yell. You can't argue balls and strikes. The only thing you do is slow the game down for 2 minutes for him to throw you out and then go back into the dugout. So I'm not blaming Topper for last night. That's all on the umpire. Cuzzy is, I believe, the most veteran umpire
he's
in
the
all
oldest.
Of baseball.
He turns
he's
70
old,
in a couple months. Yeah.
So if you're going to pick on the most veteran up, you're not going to get anywhere. He's not going to go out and say, oh, wow, Rob Thompson got on my case. Maybe I need to concentrate more and call balls. No, it's not going to change a thing. So you're doing it just to appease the fan base. It's not going to have any impact on the game whatsoever.
Somebody needed to get tossed last night, and it was Topper. It bothers me about him. I'm sorry, it just does.
I agree with Rhea more. Like, it doesn't have to happen every time, but every once in a while, like, just pop off. Like, show a little energy, show a little fight, for your squad.
Well, you can
I think so, at least.
Yeah, you can react to the game and everything in it. 215-592-9494. So when Jody's here, we love doing five questions with the Mac Man. And Jody, question number one today, and this comes up, it feels like 6 to 10 times a baseball season. This is an apropos day for this question. We turn to you. I don't know your answer.
Mm-hmm.
Robot umps. Do you want them or not? For balls and strikes, robot ump, yes or no?
When they put it in this spring training, and I wasn't even a huge fan of them doing it in spring training because I want to have the human element. I want guys to call balls and strikes. Is good question. If you want to see it implemented after last night, is a good day to pick this question.
Yes.
So I'll give you credit for that. But I have to admit, in spring training, where it was just a challenge, not lasers making every single ball and strike count, it played pretty damn well. And the way that they implemented, as quickly as it was, you got 3 seconds to challenge. If you're the hitter, you got to tap. If you're the pitcher, you're the catcher. You got to do it immediately. If you don't, you can't challenge. And they had immediate responses. I mean, like 8 seconds later, they would signal down to the umpire, and he would signal whether it was a ball or strike. And I said, wow, I thought it was going to slow the game down. I thought it was going to be intrusive. It really was pretty good.
Is this a pro it?
If they do it like they did in spring training, it's a pro it, yes. If you're going to just turn it over completely to lasers going forward and the ump is just standing there to implement whatever he needs to implement, that I don't want
to
say.
Which, to be fair, they've never gone that. Like, they've never suggested that that's the route they're going to take. Like, no one said it's going to go full robot.
Right.
Yet.
But nobody said it hasn't.
Well, yeah, there's some ambiguity.
But we know what they did in spring training is the point. Is that, like, you would think is the plan if they're going to institute it.
Yeah, I would say
But does it eventually get to full-time lasers? I don't want to see it get to full-time lasers. And if this is the entree to it, just the warm-up to it, then I come down as a no. But if this becomes the way they do it for the next 50 years, all right, you got my vote.
Jody, here's why you disappoint me. And I thought you would know. 3 words. Remember when Gordon Gekko said greed is good?
Greed is good, sure.
Let me give you a different G word, or excuse me, C word in this case. Consternation is good. The aggravation of a dugout. Now, in this case, we wake up annoyed, obviously, because it worked against the Phillies last night. Sometimes it works for the Phillies. I like in sports consternation. I enjoy watching a manager scream at an umpire or a player show disgust at an umpire. At an umpire. Not at a robot. At an umpire. It's good for the sport to have consternation. If you go down the road, you're talking, Seltzer's talking, and Maria's been on it for a while, and John's on it. Bad for sports. If you guys just want all just, I don't even know what the word is, non-consternation, just robot, bad for sports. I need the struggle. I need the fight. I need the aggravation. That's a big part of sports, and it comes from the human dynamic. So I know we wake up in a bad mood about the eighth inning today. There's no question about it. I will stand by human umpires is the way to go. Look, we'll take your reaction, 215-592-9494. They took fighting out of hockey. They want to take the umpires out of baseball. Don't like it. Where do you stand on all this? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
Summer humidity is no joke, and you will absolutely feel that once you go outside today. So if you're in your house, you got the AC blasting, fans going, you got your shades pulled all the way down, and the heat still feels like it's finding its way into your home, then it might be time to check on your windows. That's why I'm so happy I replaced my old drafty windows with Window Nation's energy-efficient ones years ago. And for everyone else that's feeling the heat seep in, now is the time. You can get 50% off all window styles, plus zero interest for 5 whole years. No interest until 2030. And Window Nation can install your windows in just one day, which makes upgrading your home so much easier, even with your busy schedule. Window Nation has 45,000 five-star reviews, so you can feel safe trusting them with your home. I did it with both of mine. It is their biggest deal of the year, running now through July 31st. So don't let this opportunity pass you by. Call 866-90-NATION or go to windownation.com for your free quote on energy-efficient replacement windows today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.